Brian Finn joins us again with the business.
Rachel, thank you. A report on the development of green hydrogen as a power source here concludes that it could attract overseas investment, lead to the creation of thousands of jobs and contribute to cutting our greenhouse gas emissions. The report coincides with a government consultation on the development of green hydrogen. It was drawn up by the representative group Hydrogen Mobility Ireland. Its business manager, Jonathan Hogan, is standing by. The idea of hydrogen as a power source has been around for quite a while, Jonathan. So why now? What's the argument for green hydrogen?
That's right. Hi there. It's really the crux of what we need to do is that we have to decarbonize transport 100%. And, you know, hydrogen is going to be one of the enablers that will enable us to do that. You know, currently we see we've got good penetration with battery vehicles in terms of, you know, they're on the roads and they're starting to decarbonize transport. But if you look at the commercial vehicles, the trucks, certain buses and coaches, they're going to be very hard to decarbonize with battery vehicles. I mean, this is what the users, that's what they tell us. And so, and this is where hydrogen steps in, the kind of the key qualities of hydrogen will help enable that.
And is this a technology that would be developed hand in hand with battery technology, or is it a stopgap measure until we get to battery power up onto a sustainable level?
No, I think it's something that's going to go hand in hand. It's very much, if you look at the great strength of hydrogen is that you can deliver lots of power in a very short space of time. So if you do have these commercial vehicles that are traveling hundreds of thousands of kilometers a year, they're operating almost 24/7. Certain vehicles, maybe they can go out on the road and they can come back and they can refuel in 5-10 minutes. And so this is one of the key advantages that they'll have over battery vehicles. So it's about choosing the right vehicle for the right application. In our report, we outline a roadmap for up to 2030, so what we propose, that 20 hydrogen refueling stations could be built, which would give us a national coverage. And and in that, we focus on the commercial vehicles, the trucks, the buses, long-distance buses and coaches.
And is it easy to adapt those fleets to hydrogen?
This process is underway. We see across Europe that there are lots of buses deployed now across Europe. So is it possible? Absolutely, no question. Really though, it's a question of commitment. If you want to do it, the vehicles, in the case of buses at the moment, they are out there, so you can go and source those vehicles. Yeah, you have to put new infrastructure in. Absolutely, you do. But that's something that you have to do.
And does hydrogen have applications in other parts of the energy network? Something that, of course, is becoming all the more urgent in light of our energy security priorities now.
Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, it's an amazing thing about hydrogen is actually, if you look at it, there could be a whole ecosystem around it, so it can have many uses. Those uses obviously range from transport. Almost certainly will be used as a source of backup power for the electricity grid in the future. It will be used for heating sources in certain applications and within industry. And also, there's the possibility that it will be used in aviation as well.
It has its detractors. Some claim it uses vast amounts of electricity, which in turn is produced from fossil fuels, and it takes huge amounts of water to produce. Does that negate the benefits?
No, I don't think so. So, firstly, our report really focuses on green hydrogen. So that's hydrogen not made using fossil fuels. So it would actually be CO2 free. And, we were delighted to launch this report with Minister Ryan. And, you know, the consultation that's recently come out from government, that is squarely focusing on green hydrogen. So that's zero carbon hydrogen. If we take a very pragmatic approach and we say, okay, well, let's look at what the EU is really effectively telling us, that through regulations that we're going to have to do is that, you know, we will actually have to build hydrogen refueling stations. And the EU currently has a target that hydrogen will be 5% of transport use by 2030. And it's, you know, why is the EU saying this? Well, it's about diversifying our energy sources. Hydrogen is a storable fuel. And, you know, you'll understand in these current times, having something storable, it's incredibly valuable. There is an economic value to that.
Jonathan, we'll leave it there. Time is up against us. But thank you very much indeed for that. Jonathan Hogan of Hydrogen Mobility Ireland there.